Flashcast. Better. Faster. Less time.
It's time again for a Flashcast. Time to talk about a couple of things that, my mind moves in circles sometimes, as I'm sure yours do as well. Let's talk about Occupy. Let's talk about Occupy Wall Street. What can you say about a movement that manages to mobilize thousands of people in thousands of cities around the world, except that they're half right and half wrong, and that at least, I guess, you could say these are the children of Gordon Gekko, the greed is good guy from Wall Street back in the 80s. Just as the Wall Street generation spun off from the Woodstock generation, the Occupy generation is very much the progeny of the affluent parents of the 1980s. Just do the demographic math on that. Essentially pissed off about their college loans and the looming lack of no future due to jobs in America and banks that don't lend in spite of bailouts, they are half right. Why is it that the silent majority in America, the 99% who simply sit there watching Sunday afternoon football and consuming whatever beverages and foods they can stuff into their face, haven't bothered to speak up, haven't bothered to say anything, haven't bothered to mobilize, and have basically sat on their asses and watched as America goes down the tubes? So you can discredit Occupy for being what it may be. It may well be a plant organization. That's kind of my sense of it, given how it was mobilized. I mean, look, in the 1960s, we had the movements that were born out of Berkeley and out of Columbia University in New York. And it's well known that those movements were very much spawned by CIA black ops, basically to radicalize and then disenfranchise an entire generation. That said, we got down to business anyway. We did manage to bring down a war. We did finally manage to end Vietnam. And that was a movement that came out of a shift of consciousness as well. We're nearing the event horizon. America is on the precipice. There's a lot going on in the background that a lot of you are not aware of. So in a sense, I guess you could say that the whole Occupy thing has a lot to do with a spiritual statement as well. What are you doing? What are you doing to, first off, get rid of your fear? Because if you're in fear, you've already given up your power. What have you done to make a stand on something? What have you done to make a move against the real dark forces on this planet, which are spiritual? Our enemies are spiritual. And what have you done in a practical sense to move yourself out of the 99% and into the 1% of those who are going to get through the narrow gate? Because 99% of the people in this world are not prepared for hard times. They're not prepared to do the spiritual wet work that's required to get ready. And they're not prepared to put their feet on the ground and withstand the pressure that's now beginning to manifest in America. I've talked to some of these kids on the lines at Occupy. I was out in San Diego, California a few weeks ago. They were set up on the beach in San Diego, and I stopped and talked to them. Some of them get it. When you begin to talk to them about the Federal Reserve, the problem is that they're the victims of their own education. They're the victims of a system which paid them quite nicely when they were young to be fatted by the same government that they now protest. They don't understand that we were co-opted 100 years ago. They don't understand all of the history that went down in the process of two world wars and a bunch of minor wars along the way, talking here now about Korea and Vietnam, as well as all of the minor little skirmishes that you had from the 1970s to the 1980s into the 1990s before we earnestly went after Iraq and before we moved ourselves into Afghanistan and before we had the Twin Tower Red event that effectively signaled the beginning of the modern age of terrorism, the terrorists being the government. The event horizon is something more significant. It has to do with the economy, which is now sinking like a rock. I'm looking at houses that at one time in my neighborhood would have sold in a month that are now empty, probably for the winter. We are seeing America going down the third world tube as a result of being sold out by our leaders. And there aren't very many people that are willing to stand up and say that. The people that are employed are glad to be employed, and they're very happy, thank you very much, to take their paychecks to the banks and never bother to question what they're doing with their money. Some of you are not prepared for the crashing of an economy. And to that, I would only say, do what you can do to get ready. You should have a little bit of hard currency on hand. I'm not a big hard money guy in terms of gold and silver, but you should have something. You should have some preparation. You should have a larder. You should have a pantry. You should also have some firearms and a means of defense. And the means of defense goes as well to understanding your spiritual defense. The age of psychotronics is upon us. The age when you can be targeted and pulled out and harassed from long distance is here. And any one of us at any time can be a target. I've been a target. Many people that I'm talking to right now are targets. Bringing down the system is not going to be a simple guerrilla operation. It requires some pretty amazing things to happen. That said, I'm not an apocalypticist in the sense that I'm sitting around waiting for the world to burn. I believe we probably need to have a view of Occupy from a different perspective. And that's what I want to talk about on this show. I'm going to take a brief break here, play a little bit of music, and then we'll come back and we're going to talk about really occupying. Okay, so we're talking about Occupy. In the scriptures, there's this very interesting verse in Luke 19. And in verse 12, it says, "And he said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us." I find it interesting that this word occupy in Luke 10 in the English translation of the King James is actually capitalized. Now, why would this word occupy be capitalized? Why would a verb be the word occupy be capitalized? Well, let's take a look at this word. It means to busy oneself with, for example, to trade or to occupy. The next definition is pragma, by implication, an affair, by an extension, an object, material, business, matter, a thing or work. Under that we have prasso. It means to perform repeatedly or habitually, referring to a single act, by implication to execute, accomplish, specifically to collect dues, fare, personally commit, deeds to do, exact, keep, require, use arts. This word occupy has something to do with who you are. While it is a verb, it is also a noun. You are to occupy this world with purpose, with vigor, and with a sense of intention. And that's what's missing in the world right now. Most people, most Christians, are deluded. Even the ones that are out of the churches have simply satisfied themselves with rote knowledge of their scriptures and a surface-level understanding of a man named Jesus Christ without ever bothering to study what he did and how he dealt with a very similar crumbling political system in his time. Jesus was not a zealot. He was not a politico. He was not a protester. He moved proactively in the world in which he went. He went about healing. He went about raising from the dead. He went about encouraging and teaching and imparting knowledge of a higher spiritual purpose. We are not to sit around waiting for the world to blow up, nor are we to sit here and assimilate ourselves into the landscape of this barren world, doing the things that the rest of the world does, prattling endlessly on about the past, and engaging in the joys of watching football and TV shows and movies and engaging in fruitless frivolity at the expense of doing something meaningful. To occupy is about who you are. To occupy is about what you do. And to occupy means you take a stand, and that stand may cost you everything, and yet it may ultimately reward you with everything that lies ahead in the kingdom. Because it says in verse 15, "And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading." If you want to see the rest of the story, go over to Luke 19 and read the entire account. And you figure out where you stand in the economy of a kingdom that's coming and a kingdom that's passing away. This is the Flashcast. I'm Randy Moggins. Occupy.
Your index is low.
Dow Jones ain't got time for the bonds. They'll wind up on Skid Row with holes in their pockets. They plead with you, but it
Flashcast.